perfectly, or executed, was a perfectly legitimate bump in AFL. Well, the onus is on the bumper to make sure he executes it fairly. That's the point.
Yeah, it's a really good SMS from Mark, so I appreciate that. Let's go to Darren on the line. G'day, Darren.
Yeah, mate, I want to get a hold of their eye doctor. These blokes reckon that Billy had his arm around some part of the test because, geez, I need to go.
Yeah.
Mate, he had his shoulder cocked, or braced, before he even got to him. He knew exactly what he was doing. And he did what he had to do.
Well,
and
he,
now
he's going to
run the gauntlet now and try and get away with it, which he probably will. I love Billy. I reckon he's one of the best players we've ever seen.
Yes.
And will ever see.
Yes. Yep.
But like the caller just said, then he's bravery and what he does to do in the game, has to do in the game, sometimes gets him in trouble. But this is the trouble with life today. Sometimes when you do things to get you in trouble, you got to pay the consequences.
Yeah, good on you, Darren. Yeah. Appreciate that. Hey, boys, just got caught doing 110 kilometres an hour in a 100 zone. I know I broke the road laws, but do you think the NRL judiciary could get me off?
It is polarised opinion this morning, hasn't it?
Does he play?
I don't think he does, no.
Isn't that funny? Because I think he'll play.
Really?
But I don't think he should.
That's interesting because you're steadfast against it. Okay.
There we go. Yeah, coming up on Racing HQ.
I'd like to see him play, put it that way.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. A full Wyong preview with Gary Harley. Gary Cleese will look at Port Macquarie. By the way, watching yesterday, and I haven't watched for a long time because I've been working, Greg Radley, Ron Duffy and Lizzie Jelfs on Thoroughbred Central do an outstanding job.
Yep. The A-team.
Oh, just...
They are the A-team.
No, fantastic. BSB back tomorrow morning at 5:30. Our winner, Raymond of the Godolphin
Who wins,
Cup?
James?
I think we're going to go with Sean early on. We're talking about Billy Slater.
Yeah, fair enough.
We'll go with Sean very early on in the program. He's our winner of our cap, courtesy of Godolphin. So thank you very much for that.
Okay, grand final week. Such a buzz around town. Can't wait for it. Enjoy your Sunday, everybody.
Enjoy your sport as well.
Winners over spring, well, why not? Make sure you're listening Monday mornings from 9 a.m. Punters Postmortem. It's myself, TK, along with the best in the business, Ronnie Duffy, Dean Lester, and Glenn Munsey. If you're serious about punting, make sure you're listening Monday morning from 9 a.m. Punters Postmortem.
Sky Sports Radio now presents Racing HQ, setting up your racing day with race news, interviews, track reports, previews and tab markets.
Good morning, Simon Harrison with you at 3 minutes after 10. Gary Harley is about to help us find us a winner at Wyong. But let's get an update on the track first of all, and Phil Robinson is on the line. Phil, good morning.
Good morning, how you going?
Not too bad, thanks. How's the track surface heading into this afternoon's meeting?
Yeah, it's got a nice grass coverage on it with the warm weather lately, and it's a good pour at the moment.
And what's the forecast for the afternoon?
Fairly windy, not much. They're forecasting a chance of a shower later on this afternoon, plus evening, so it shouldn't affect us too much, I don't think.
And whereabouts is the rail?
The rail's in the true.
In the true position. And the track riding a good four. Do you think you could get up to a three?
No, I don't think so. I think it's pretty spot on today.
Fair enough. Okay, so you should have a pretty even track across the board then.
Yeah, I think so.
No worries, Phil. Thanks for your time and good luck with the meeting this afternoon.
Thanks, Thomas.
Okay, now Gary Harley is the man with the winners. Gaz, good morning.
Yeah, good morning, sir. Magnificent day. Hardly a cloud in the sky. We're on a good four. Fields aren't big, but I think there's a couple of good things there, mate.
Well, now, Gaz, well, let's take a look at race one. It's the Royley and Boothie for Smeathy Maiden. It's over 1,350 metres, and the one scratching here is number two, Coltrane. So a field of seven to kick it off. One, Clarencetown with the fixed is 23. Three, Spar de Lune is $3 to $3.10. Four, Star Vino, $2.25 into $2.10. Five, Lamplight Lily, $6.50 to $7. Six, Sonic Power, $13 to $14. Seven, Jarhead, $6.50 into $5.50. And eight, Watch That Stinger, has been $21 to $23. So the favourite, Star Vina, has had a little bit of support, $2.25 into $2.10, Gaz.
I think it'll win on the back of a very easy trial win at Gosford on August 30. First up today, he's in the Tim Ward stable. Brent Mavdala's riding. He's got a soft playoff draw. Tim Gibby, 2 runs back before Christmas. In December, he runs second at Newcastle, beaten a length of 3/4 at California Turbo, and then he was a distant third behind Greenspan there on December 23, and then he went to the paddock. He led all the way in the trial. John Van Overmeer trialled him. He gave a really good kick on the home turn. The trial was at Gosford. He just ran away to win easy. The quality of the opposition looked average, but he did look to be going pretty good. Florida Loon's got a chance. The Claire Cunningham. The blinkers come off today. Mugging bit go on. And the tongue control comes off. This horse has had 2 trials for a first-up run. The second behind Jarhead at Rose Hill the other day was okay. It led. Slow tempo. Taken on at the 600. Pushed along in the straight. The winner just went a little bit better. Only beat him by a neck or so. Couple of good placings last time in at Wyong, Goulburn and Kembla. It'll run okay. Number 7, Jarhead for Gerald Ryan. Thought the trial was okay. Has had 1 start finished down the track. And number 5, Lamplight Willie. John Thompson. John scratched it somewhere in the last week to run here today. And it wasn't too bad at Newcastle. Beyond the boom filly, frankly, awesome. 4, 3, 7, and 5.
So 4, 3, 7, 5 there in race one. Race number 2 is the Jimmy Jird for Smeathy, 3-year-old maiden. That's over 1,600. And the 2 scratchings here are 5 Watched at Stinger and 6 Lady Coovy. And with this market, Gazbon Pyro's been 340 to 350. 2 Into the Oblivion, 250. 3 Miss Moana, 460. 4 Northern Voyage has been 480 to 460. 7 First Pirouette, 11. And 8 Iberian Lace at 41. So not a great deal of activity thus far with the fixed odds. Into the Oblivion for Paul Perry, the $2.50 favourite.
Yeah, only the 6 runners, Simon. He was very good the other day, first up at Newcastle, into the Oblivion. It was on Cup Day, or on the Saturday, actually, the second day of the Cup Carnival. And he only got beat half a neck. And he travelled midfield. Bucko did him a lovely run. He steadied him at the 250. And he just got up on the heels a bit. Cost it a little bit. Then he got a split at the 200. They start. Jay Ford rides today. He's got a very good barrier. And on the strength of that first up run, I think he'll win. Pyro, trained by Gay and Adrian, has 2 runs this time in, both at Goulburn. Run fourth there, September 14, beaten a length of 1/4. Outside the leader for the home turn. Hit the front of the straight, headed at the 250, but hung on okay. Number 3, Mr. Moana for John Sargent. Went good first up, went second at Newcastle, half a length away, and then went bad at Newcastle after that. But it was a hot race behind Girl Sunday, but it did get beat a furlong. And number 4, Northern Boys. Not a lot of depth. 2, 1, 3, and 4.
So 2, 1, 3, 4 there in the second. Now the third, Gary, is the Real Estate Academy for Smeathy Class 1. It's over 1,350. Now there's no scratchings here and a field of 7. The favourite at 6-4 is number 1, Our Royal Egyptian, 310 into 250. 2 Bobbing, 380 to $4. 3 Orkin to Man, or Ken to Man, is at 950. 4 Etheridge, 340 to 350. 5 Single Intent, 7 to 750. 6 Calamity Mode, 12 to 13. And 7 Tavisky at 26 out to 31. So Our Royal Egyptian, 1 to Brad Whittop, the favourite, Gary, at 250.
Had a lot of chances, the favourite. I'm with Etheridge here. Trained by John Thompson. Collins, right? I think it'll be very hard to beat Etheridge. He's only had the 1 run. Highly impressive, winning at Hawkesbury on July 15. Collett rode him that day, and since then, he went to the trial, and he had a very quiet trial at the tail of a field at Wyong. The day he won at Hawkesbury, got way back last, come with a booming run to get up there over 1,300. Collett trialled him twice before Hawkesbury. him there and come to Wyong and trial him. So I'll get the impression he likes this horse, and I'm going to tip him. Number one, Our Royal Egyptian, one win in 14 starts, seven places. Could only run 50 a last start at Wyong about 2 or 3 weeks back. Led for the 200 and tired. Got beat about 2 lengths. Pretty short. Single intent goes forward. He'll put a bit of pressure on the favourite. Does run off a bit in the straight, likes to hang and fail last start, but it's Newcastle form before that was good. And number two, Bobby, dropped out the last in a recent five-horse trial at Hawkesbury. Very quiet trial, no pressure at all. 4-1-5-2.
So 4-1-5-2 in the third. The fourth, Gaz, is the J.A. Ty Plumbing and Wholesale Appliances Maiden. 1,000 metres the distance, and there are no scratchings, a field of eight. Now, at the market, one Alward Geed is $151. Two Nobody's Puppet, $250. Three Bentley Magic, $11 to $12. Four High Mouth, $650 to $7. Five Hubble, $850 to $950. Six This Will Do Us, $16 to $19. Seven Fall Gold, $270 into $240. And eight Infinite Dreams, $950 to $10. So the best backed and the favourite is Fall Gold. Gary, it's $270 into $240.
I think it'll win. I think you said Nobody's Puppet was favourite, didn't you? $250?
Nobody's Puppet is $250, but Fall Gold is $240, so just ahead of it.
$240, right up. Mate, I think it'll win. I made it the best bet of the day. James Cummings has got it, and Dulles riding from a good barrier. Now, we'll go back to March when it went third behind Madame Rouge at Forest Farm. Hunnigan Beach is over 2 lengths. Hit the line good, had a spell, come back. I'm second to Happy Bubbles. It should have finished closer at Newcastle. That was a good race. Beaten a length of 3/4 on August 16th. Then went to Canterbury. Only beat 2 home. But that's not the point. But only could beat 2.5 lengths. Got contact with another runner at the start. Way back to the field. Second last. Made a lot of ground as the home run to get beat 2.5 and laid out the last 200. That was 1,100 metres. Today, it goes time to, it's only 1,000 today. But there's a ton of speed here. Nobody's Puppet hits the ground and runs. You know, I'm not convinced he'll run a strong 1,000. We'll find out today. She hit the front of the straight first up at Gosford the other day. The 1,000, there's no match for the winner. Got beat about a length. But, I mean, she's got a set of speed, no doubt. And it's only a short straight. So she's going to run well. But I think Fall Gold will get back good pace. Thought it was the better of the day. Nobody's Puppet for second. Email another one of Cummington. It's my third pick. And number five, Hubble, first up. Good run one day last time in. 7, 2, 4, and 5.
So 7, 2, 4, 5, the numbers there, race 4. Gaz will take a quick break at 13 past 10 and then have a look at the first leg of the quaddie.
Nobody has your back like family, so you know Penrith Mazda will look after you. Get the Mazda 3 Neo Sport, the car of choice. Drive away from just $21,490 and get 3 years, 45,000-kilometre free servicing on selected BT50 models. Plus, all new Mazdas get 5 years unlimited kilometre warranty. Penrith Mazda, your 2017 Mazda Master Dealer. Family owned and operated at Mulgoa Road, Penrith. MD188808.
With 150 years of expertise, the specialist team at HQ Insurance are passionate about horses and privileged to be an integral part of the bloodstock industry. HQ Insurance, the headquarters of Equine Insurance. Find us at hqinsurance.com.au or call 8913 1640.
Sky Sports Radio is all over the best harness racing in New South Wales and Australia. Tuesdays, Greg Hayes brings you the latest news and talks with the key players. On the Pace, Tuesday mornings at 10:30
here on Sky Sports Radio. breeding for speed.
But all Jukebox, here's another really impressive two-year-old winner.
Jukebox arrives at Aquas Farm, undefeated at two, bursting with early colonial speed by that speed sire Snitzel. To breed your Jukebox hero, see aquasfarm.com.
Sky Sports Radio, with the latest winning info right now on Racing HQ.
Welcome back. We are taking a look at Wyong with Gary Harley and Gaz. We're down to the first leg of the quaddy. Race 5 is the SE Rentals for Smeaty Maiden. That's over 1,200 metres. And the one scratching here is for Jarhead. Now, at the market, one Copper Gate, 320 and favourite, two Akeed, 6 to 650. Three Bring Me Showers, 5 to 550. Five Trust the Fox, 61 to 71. Six Ambleave has been 5 into 420. Seven Evelina, 440 to 480. Eight Tyler Max, 41 to 51. And nine Segalas, $6 to $6.50. So, Copper Gate, Claire Cunningham's horse, the $3.20 favourite. Probably the best supporter, though, Gary, would be Ambleave, which has been 5 into 420. And that is apprentice Fred Kersley riding for the Hayes and Davidic team.
Yeah, Fred Kersley's in Sydney for 3 months, I think. A very, very capable boy. Don't worry about that. But the David Hayes horse is well back. Look, I left it out. I thought it was 5 kids. Very, very tough race. I'm with Chris Lees, this filly. Evelina races in the same colours as Lucia Valentina. I wouldn't be getting away with carried away with a trial, but on the 6th of August at Gosford, Beach Stablemate Miss Fabulous in the trial. Miss Fabulous had plenty in hand. Look, I tipped a strong first up at Newcastle, 900 metres. She looked disappointing, but I think the 900 was too short for her that day. So since then, Chris sent her back to the trials at Wyong on September 10th. And Bullock obviously had instructions to rev her up. He was running fourth in the six-horse trial, six off the lead for the turn. And then in the straight, he pulled the whip out and cracked it. Cracked her with a whip and revved her up, and she rocketed to the line. Behind Suri, a horse of Alan Denham. Got beat about a length, made up a ton of ground. I'm just thinking the 900 was too short for Newcastle, even though she's an I'm Invincible. So I think we'll see a better one today, and follow the ride. Number 9, Spigalax, is a bit of value that James coming to us. Place 3 to ride. Warwick Farm Trial, it hasn't raced. Warwick Farm Trial recently. Guy Anglin rode it, drifted back. He thought it trial good, was never, ever off the bit at that trial. It'll run okay. Copper Gate, not without a chance. Trial for Claire Cunningham was outstanding at Rose Hill. Call it the ride. And number 3, Bring Me Showers to John Thompson. Went okay a couple of runs last time in. Trial was okay. And then you got horses like Ambleave and Akeed. You got 1, 2, 3. There's 6 of them. You know, under about $6 or $7 time, and that's how hard a race it is. So they're my numbers. 7, 9, 1, and 3.
So 7, 9, 1, 3 there in race 5. Race 6 is the Mingara and PKF for Smeaty Benchmark 64. It's over 1,600, and 1 Cape Wickham is the one scratching. Now, with the fixed odds here, 2 Victory Anthem, 370 to 380. 3 Zabeel's Choice, 290. 4 Hermosa Reward, 420 to 360. 5 Profiler, 440 to 460. 6 Twilighter, 7 to 750. 7 Spinning Gold, 26 to 31. 8 Tiger Story, 100 to 1 out from $71. So, Zabeel's Choice here, 290. Little bit of money for Hermosa Reward, Gaz. 420 into 360.
She'll be able to beat Hermosa Reward. 1-2 straight, Dempsey and Stone, and then went to Taru the other day. Printed clear into the straight, thought it was home. And then Villarica knocked it out late. Now, it's coming back from 2,000 metres to a mile here. A duller ride, but has got a bit of speed. It won't be far off the lead. And I think it'll be very hard to beat. Profiler's run at Newcastle. Last start was good. Jeff Engelbrecht's got it. Got beat a length and a quarter behind Katinas. Was worse than midfield. Race keen early and mid-race. Really hit the line good. Now, last time in, well, no, it wasn't last time. On the 1st of August, it run third to Impar. Beat 2.5 lengths at Warwick Farm. And I'm sure Impar's one in Brisbane. It did yesterday. Now, it's got a bit of quality, Profiler. It'll run well. The Veal's choice. Well, it got better Goulburn the other day. He won 2 out of 9, or she has, with 3 seconds. You're on second of Burrengong there. Got beat about half a neck at Lead. Headed on the turn, kicked back. Got a chance, but it's short enough. And Victory Anthem for Mark Unum. I know it was only an hour, but it bolted in their last start. 4, 5, 3, and 2.
Right, so that's the second leg of the quaddie. Race 7 is the entrance leagues for Smoothie Conditional Benchmark 70. It's over 1,000. Take out 8, Patron Black, 9, Flash Stinger, and 10, Enjoyable. Now, Stone Cold, $5, Kaz? Yeah, $5. Rastafari, yeah, number 2, 7 into 6. 3, Gadfly, 550 to 6. 4, Table 2 has been 9 to 950. 5, Second Island, 290, in from 370, that's your favourite. 6, Eminent Duke, $6. 7, Princess Lottie at 7. So, Second Island, 370 into 290, your favourite here, Gary.
Have I been to the entrance, sir?
I have been to the entrance, yeah, absolutely I have, yeah.
Yeah, it's a great bonus, isn't it, the entrance?
I lost a hand line in the water off the jetty there one day.
What, the fish was too big?
Yeah. No, I was too clumsy and dropped it.
One of the lovely places of the world on the water there at the entrance. They've got a terrific leagues club too. They've got a rugby league club there. Mate, on with Rastafarian, not for the first time. Giving it another chance. 3 kilos off, Alina Skerritt. Went up 9.50, but one of the favourites, Patron Black, come out. And as you said, it has firmed up a bit anyway. Got a really good turn of speed. He's a massive horse. He's a big fella, and the three off today brings him into the 56 barrier one. I reckon he'll try and hold the lead on it, and I think he's got a great oath. Second Island's flying. He got over the top of Rastafarian last start at Gosford. I like him better than Trap Life Stone. It comes from a mile back to win it. Stone, not Monster. Because he's a back marker, but he's very, very strong. Tristan Reece rides him again. Stone Cole, coming up from Goulburn, got good form this. Ran second the other day at Wagga, was just beaten there. Prior to that, at Hawkesbury, faced home and only got beat a length by the very fast Royal Hoot Nanny. It'll run well. Billy Owen coming in, he claimed 3 to ride it. Number 3, Gadfly, throw it in for 4. 2, 5, 1, and 3.
2, 5, 1, 3, race 7. And race 8, Gaz, this one's not sponsored by Smeedy or his mates. This is the Everything Sports and Perpetual Conveyancing Class 1. It's over 1,000 metres. There are no scratchings. And with the market, 1 Apache Dudes, 15 out to 18. 2 Miss Invincibles, been 360 to 390. Favourite. 3 Captain Courageous, 6 to 7. 4 Seller, 550 into 420. 5 Venture Capital, 650 to 750. 6 LA Rev, 26 into 23. 7 Malia Magic, 550 into $5. 8 Power Rush has been 5 to 550. 9 Conductress, 23 to 26. And 10 Bridgetta Rose, 51 to $71. So Miss Invincible, the easing favourite, 360 to 390. If anything's been backed, Gary, it's Seller, 550 into 420.
Okay. I'd sell a trial terrific. Look, I'm with Miss Invincible. I think this is a terrific race. The speed will be an absolute cracker. Venture Capital knows nothing more than to jump and run. It'll go quick. Miss Invincible led one day at Rose Hill when Gem Song beat her the nose. It won yesterday, Gem Song. And it led one day at Randwick behind Irish Bet. And it led the day Perfect Pitch, beat it a long head at Rose Hill. So there's going to be a ton of speed. I like Miss Invincible. I think she is a very smart three-year-old filly. By I'm Invincible, owned by Bjorn Baker, and Bjorn being over there, right. The big problem is the barrier. Barrier fence, but if she jumps and runs and comes and follows Venture Capital across, could get outside the leader. I just mentioned the form, it is outstanding. Roseville. She won the Wellington Boot, of course, as well. And that run at Roseville behind Jim Sonic May. Terrific. Crawl really good just recently at Roseville. Seller for Kim Ward. Crawl fantastic. She's on. I like the trial at Wyong behind Venture Capital. Slow out. Back third last. The speed was on into the clear at the 250. Then over me, never left. You saw it go at any stage of the gallop. I thought it was good. It's a big danger. Venture Capital, if it jumps and leads, gets an easy run across. Thousands as far as it wants to go, but by GM to clap the pace on. Captain Courageous or Tara and Philippe Figaro. It went good on the boo at Newcastle when it won easy just recently. 2, 4, 5, 10.
So 2, 4, 5, and 3 in the last, Gaz. We'll get your best bets for the card and your thoughts on today's quaddie.
Hey, the best bet is race 4, number 7, 4 gold. That's the one I like at my best. And a quadrilla, race 5, I'd put the 4 of them in, 7, 9, 1, and 3. Race 6, 7, and 8, I've got 3 legs in it, 3 horses in it. 4, 5, and 3. 251, 245, level of confidence very high.
Righto, good on you, Gary. So you'll be in the mounting yard with Gavin Carmody throughout the afternoon on Sky Thoroughbred Central.
Yeah, mate, we will. Few clouds around, but there is a bit of rain forecast, I think, tonight and tomorrow in these regions, but only a few mils. But I think we'll get through the day, no problem. The track's been playing great here. They've got about 400 people in their big permanent marquee here for a fundraising day. So it's going to be a very good Sunday program.
Good stuff, Gary. I'm looking forward to it. Enjoy your afternoon.
Thanks, Simon.
There he is, Gary Harley, with the preview for this meeting at Wyong. The Wyong Movers will have it our race caller, Anthony Manton, at 12:30. It's coming up to 28 minutes after 10 here on Sky Sports Radio. A quick break, and then Fred Hastings with this morning's edition of Pacing Rewind.
Your family deserves to be safe and secure at home. That's where Wideline Windows and Doors can help. Their secure line screens offer security without compromising on design or your view. And their safe line window screens are designed to prevent falls, keeping your youngest family members safe and sound. For security, safety and peace of mind, call Wideline Windows and Doors. Or visit their website at www.wideline.com.au.
G'day, Laurie Daly here. Ever wanted to know what's going on in an NRL player's head? Well, now the Tab app gives you exclusive tips, insights and analysis this NRL season, thanks to new NRL previews featuring myself. So get ahead of the game every game this footy season.
Download the Tab app and access new NRL previews today. Tab, we love a bet. Tab previews available for account holders only. Gamble responsibly.
Greyhound Racing and Sky Sports Radio belong together. Our weekly dedicated program, Going Greyhounds, gives you first-hand info from trainers. Plus, there's plenty of tips. Monday mornings at 10:30 here on Sky Sports Radio. The very best of U.S. racing 7 days a week. Live and exclusive across the Sky Racing Network.
50 months interest-free ends Wednesday. No deposit, no interest with 50 equal monthly payments until November 2022 at Harvey Norman. Furniture and bedding, home appliances, televisions and technology. Minimum financed amount $750. Approved applicants only. Interest applies if you do not comply with terms and conditions. Fees and exclusions apply. See website for details. 50 months interest-free available now, in-store and online. Hurry, ends Wednesday. No deposit, no interest with 50 equal monthly payments until November 2022. 50 months interest-free at Harvey Norman.
Dynamic Syndications, Gay and Adrian have a high-quality filly to own and race with Newgate Farm. She's by Deep Field, Northern Media's record-breaking speed sire, now Boom First Crop sire, from Princess Marissa, a stakes